It was when she partnered Casey McNally to the US Open final last year. Return in the net from Wang, a love hold from Townsend, strong serving from her, and it is 3-1. Early on in this first set.
And we talk about, you know, athletes and prioritising, or you know, where they prioritise their time on the tour. Townsend, she's earned $357,000 this year. Now, that is exceptional money, but there is a finite window for players when they're professional athletes. So she did talk about that as well. You need to make the most of your gifts while you've got them.
Absolutely.
Try and set yourself up for life after tennis.
That's very true. You know, the tennis career is only relatively short compared to careers outside of sport. You know, maybe she'll play till she's 35. Who knows, roughly. But you don't know how much you'll be able to. And it's not a cheap sport to play as a professional, because you've got to have coaches, physios. You know, you need to make sure you do all the recovery work. And, you know, it can be pretty expensive business out there. Doubles is a little bit better because you can share some of the cost. But still, it's not cheap. So that $357,000 will have to be, well, it's taxed for a start. And then also, you know, you've got to take into account of all the costs that go with playing in tournaments.
Jazza.
15-all on the Wang serve at 1-3. I'm just going to look up how much prize money is for the mixed doubles. Here, if I can find it in a moment, because we'll see, well, for the women's doubles, what the winners will get and the runners up. Doubles doesn't get as much prize money as the singles draws. You know, they're considered to be the bigger draw for the crowds. It's double fault from Wang. Served one in the first game, served another here, and they're already in a bit of trouble, 15-30.
But the players at the top end, those that are competing and making quarterfinals and finals,
yeah,
and winning the Grand Slam doubles championships, can certainly make a very healthy living.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's you know, and it's why we have doubles specialists.
Yep.
Players that focus predominantly on doubles. As Fernandez just hits a delightful cross court forehand winner past Shea, who had taken a step in the other direction towards the backhand court, just ripped it past her to bring up two break points for a double break here for 15, a 4-1 lead.
15-40, Wang serving. She serves down the tee. It is out. It was a late call, but a correct one. Ball boy just gathers the ball and sprints back to the court, back of the court. Very tall ball boy. Second serve from Wang. Sits up for Townsend to clobber a forehand. Now she's got a shorter one. She goes even harder down the middle. The lob comes back. Townsend on the smash. Oh, that's outstanding from Townsend. Inside out smash. And she runs to the net. 4-1 they lead in this first set.
Just the athleticism from the American to be able to crunch the ball like she did. Two very, very heavy forehands forced Wang onto the defensive. She throws up a very high lob. But the, as I touched on, the athleticism to be able to bound back to get herself into position and to put that away at the angle she found. Any wonder she screamed in delight. I'd be absolutely ecstatic if I was able to pull off a shot as good as that.
Yeah, she hit that smash pretty deep in the court in the end, but absolutely middled it. Clean winner, outs inside out, and they lead 4-1 with two breaks of serve. So looking at the prize money, the winners of this tournament get a very healthy €590,000 between them. So, you know, €295,000 each. That will boost their prize money. The runners-up get €295,000 between them. So it's very good good money if you get to the finals, as you said, Courtney, to the back end of these tournaments. And you'll be looking to...
Always.
You know, that's the sort of money that could set you up for a season.
Absolutely. If you know, it's why getting a start in the Grand Slams for all players is so prized, because if you earn... I think it was €69,000 here for the opening round performance at Roland Garros, or appearance at Roland Garros. That equates to around, say, $100,000 in Australian dollars, or, you know, $60,000 in the US. Well, that covers probably your travelling expenses for the year.
Yeah, that's right. If you haven't got a really sort of big-name coach, you probably get a long way on that. And if you're in one first round of a slam, you're probably going to get in the next one too. So you can really start to pick up some cash as Townsend shows nice hands to cut off the forehand volley, plays it on the angle. First point of the Fernandez serve. These two looking very comfortable. 4-1 they lead after 23 minutes. Rob says, tell Courtney to get to the Isle of Skye, home of my favourite Skye juice.
a lovely single malt peated whiskey. He's got a great picture of it on Twitter.
Does
look good. Isle of Skye, a very beautiful part of the country. Not easy to get to or off, but it is very, very nice.
We'll be suggesting it's almost 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly.
It does look like a very nice Skye juice.
Very love. Fernandez serving, almost standing on the junction of the tram line and the baseline. Good first serve. Townsend can't get it. She quickly says, "You," leaves it to Fernandez. Now Townsend gets there on the backhand volley, plays it with lots of spin. The ball spins backwards and sideways. No way for Shea to get to it.
And
it's 40 love.
And Fernandez and Taylors are clearly riding a wave of confidence at the moment. They've really seized the momentum. And when you've got that confidence behind you, shots like that seem to just come regularly. It was just a lovely touch from Townsend at the net.
Yeah, it's a great interception as Fernandez plays the forehand to the forehand of Wang, who tries to up the ante a bit on the ground stroke. That's better. And Shea doesn't have to hit the volley because Fernandez nets the backhand, trying to go up the line.
Yeah, flatter and harder, really good depth. Just took away a couple of the options that Fernandez had in terms of wondering where to hit that. When it's a bit loopier, she has a bit of time to pause and direct the ball. No opportunity on that occasion.
Give us your predictions if you're listening for the men's final later. We're building towards it. This is obviously our focus right now, but the men's final is the showpiece event of the day. It'll be underway. We'll be underway at 2:30 local time. Novak Djokovic bidding for history against Casper Ruud. Djokovic going for his 23rd Grand Slam title, which would equal Serena Williams. And oh, a great reaction meanwhile from Townsend off what was a drive volley at her by Shea. Townsend just held her ground, was strong enough, strong wrist, puts away the volley, and it's 5-1. But it's Djokovic trying to equal Serena Williams for 23. That would be a men's record. Put him one behind Margaret Court. And Casper Ruud trying to win his first Grand Slam final. Give us your prediction. Is it going to be straight sets Novak? Is it going to be Ruud, big upset? What kind of thing? How do you see that final going? French Open Radio at fft.fr and at radio_RG as Townsend just spots Wang moving at the net a little early and fires a backhand up the line for a clean winner on the first point of the seventh game.
She has played superbly in this opening set. A couple of missed forehand volleys aside when she was close. She just readjusted her positioning slightly and has barely missed since. It's been outstanding from Townsend.
These two have been pretty razor sharp early on as Shea tries to go back behind Fernandez and Wang again misses the volley. And you can sort of see now why she did drop back on that serve of Shea last time round, because she's not looking too comfortable at the net early on.
And Fernandez and Townsend are playing with such aggression. Controlled aggression. They're certainly finding their spots with their ground strokes, but effectively each one is setting them up to be better positioned for the next shot in the rally, and it's been a very impressive performance so far.
Yeah, very good set from Fernandez and Townsend as Shea serves into the net. Key in doubles is getting your first serve, and again Wang drops back to the baseline. This is really interesting. You never see this in doubles. Wang, drop shot, return from Townsend is pretty good, but Shea likes this. She's got the angle. Now Wang can go harder at Townsend. Fernandez cuts off the backhand volley. These two are on fire in this set.
That was just an outstanding point. That drop shot on return in doubles is again something you would never see, bar for the fact that Wang retreats on the second serve. Now, the serve is hit at 100 k's an hour, so it's 60-odd miles an hour. It's not a lot of pace at all, and good players will punish that.
Yeah, you don't see a drop shot return very often at this level. Again, Wang drops back to the baseline for the second serve of Shea. It's actually behind the baseline this time, Wang. Love 40, three set points. Fernandez goes straight down the middle. Shea can't redirect it up the line. It goes in the net. And the first set is in the bag for Fernandez and Townsend. 6-1 after just 27 minutes of pretty clinical play from the American-Canadian combination.
Oh, they played superbly throughout to reel off five games in succession. There's a little bit of a tough moment on the Fernandez serve, but from then on, they've performed superbly. So breaking the serve of their opposition three times in a set, that's got to be a concern for Su Wei, Shea and Wang. They've got to find a way to try and hold on. I'm not so sure about if you miss a first serve, that's an issue for them as well. The American-Canadian combination were able to just pounce and do it in style. You look at the amount of points won, 30-14.
Yeah,
it's a domination in tennis.
Well, look at that. Townsend and Fernandez have not lost a point on second serve, only lost a couple on first serve. Won all their service games, obviously, and looking at 44 and 27% for the Shea and Wang, that is not going to get it done. They need to up those first serve percentages too, because serving at 59% in doubles is not good. We saw Wang do one double fault in each of her service games, and Shea under immediate pressure when she misses her first serve. So they've got to look to try and get their first serve percentage up to actually cause Fernandez and Townsend a few issues. John says, when you're in Galway, and John is testing my guesswork of Irish pronunciation, even though my family are Irish and I should know this. When you're in Galway, he says, go to the mighty Nochtane's pub, ask them for a sample tray of whiskey. Then you can compare in Scotland, and you can finally answer the most fundamental question of human history. Who does it better? Well, I think we were talking yesterday, Courtney and I, off air about Guinness. Personally, not a big Guinness fan, but Courtney was saying, when you put it, that the Guinness you've had in Australia is not of the top quality. It's on a warm day. It's, you know, out of plastic glasses, etc. But I think you'll find when you get to Ireland, you'll have some pretty good stuff.
And I believe there's a couple of very fine bars in Melbourne where you can find a very decent drop of Guinness. It's just more I'm referring to the St. Patrick's Day celebrations, which are always lively and fun around the world. Australia's no different there.
Max is listening. Max, the last time two left-handers won the Roland Garros women's doubles title was in 1935. The all-British pairing of Margaret Scriven-Vivian and Kay Stammers. And Max is risking a little bit of wrath here.
He says,
does Marcus Buckland remember this? 1935. Marcus, if you're listening, I think you need to talk to Max. Double fault to start the second set from Townsend. The court looking pristine after the ball. The ground staff just swept the court. They sweep the lines. The lines are perfectly white. Townsend serves down the middle to the Wang forehand. In comes Shea across, and she should have made that volley, but she missed it long.
She made the right move, as you touched on. Just overhit it slightly. Now, you get an indication of just how sweaty and muggy it is here at the moment. Just looking at some of the fans in the stands, and it's a really good attendance, as we've touched on, the initiative to allow people in to sit in a lower tier of the doubles finals. A couple of ladies in the stands using fans to try and, I suppose, lighten the air around them. It's certainly warm and muggy here at the moment.
Yeah, it's very overcast. Townsend goes long with a forehand from midcourt. 15-30. Max says, it's all right, we're good mates. Yeah, I know, Max, but I'm sure Marcus thought that was hilarious. We will find out later. Marcus will be with Gigi and Eleanor for the men's final, which begins, the little pre-show begins at 2:30. We will be on air then for the final match of Roland Garros 2023. It's sad, isn't it? Getting close to the end, but should be a very interesting final. You don't see that many lefty-lefty combinations in doubles. We were talking yesterday about John McEnroe and Mark Woodford won the US Open in 1989. But it's quite rare to see lefty-lefty. You normally go for the left-right combination. Well, meanwhile, a couple of break points for Shea and Wang thanks to a couple of loose forehands from Townsend. Just giving the Shea-Wang combination a bit of hope here.
Perhaps the concentration just lapsed a little bit after seizing that first set.
Yeah, it often happens, doesn't it? As Townsend serves into the net, she too standing right on the junction of tram line and service line. Baseline, excuse me. Second serve, Shea on the return, just sort of feeds it back. Townsend attacks on the forehand. Shea reaches across down the middle to hit the backhand. Now the lob from Shea. Townsend on the smash. Wang could get there on the backhand. Volley from Townsend. She's had to move backwards, though. But Fernandez intercepts at the net really well, puts it away and saves the combination from losing serve in this first game.
That's tremendous reflexes, but also tremendous eye from Fernandez, because with the positioning of where Shea was, Wang had really hit that forehand particularly hard, had a lot of pace on it and driven straight at her. She wouldn't necessarily had a clear view of the ball as it was coming, but to be able to deflect the volley on break point, beautiful save from Fernandez.
Still work to be done, though, because it's break point, 30-40. Serve out wide to Wang, who lobs it back on the backhand side, and Townsend, I think, misses sure. that smash. She was running into she it. She hit it with plenty of power, but too much curve on the ball, too much curl. It just missed the sideline, and an early break and some real hope for Shea and Wang.
We're wondering if that might be the moment that changes this women's doubles final at Roland Garros. Certainly Townsend and Fernandez were electric through that first set. Their combination of power, athleticism, they were seizing the net where possible. Their volleys were very sharp. But as mentioned, they were also finding their positions on their ground strokes to set themselves up to be in a better position to put the ball away on the following shot. Almost like a chess game in terms of what they were doing in terms of their craft. Overpowered their rivals, but that's a really promising start from Shea and Wang. Now, the key for both is serving better than what they've done in the first set, because that was missing too many first serves and hence finding themselves under pressure in the second.
Well, it was Townsend's mistakes on that occasion that allowed Wang and Shea to break, and Townsend nets a forehand, just dipping her level, having played very well in the first set, has to be said. But it is very common for a first set to be won quite easily and then just have that little dip in your level, and the other team will be good enough to take advantage. So it's 15 love. Wang serves into the net. The winner of this will join a long list of really impressive names who won this title. I'll go through some of those in a minute. Second serve to the backhand of Fernandez, who goes up the line. Wang slides into the forehand. Now she has to go forehand down the line again to Fernandez, who slightly mishits hers. Townsend thinks about moving or bluffs, stays. But Fernandez misses, and it's love. It's 30 love.
So this is a really positive start here from Shea and Wang in this second set.
Last year's winners were Caroline Garcia and Kristina Mladenovic, who won for the second time together when they reunited. 2016, they won their first one. Mladenovic has won it four times. She won it with Tomea Babos twice in 2019 and 20. Barbora Krejcikova and Katerina Siniakova have won it twice. They were expected to be the winners this week, but they were out first round in a real shock because Townsend misses again off a good serve and a good move at the net from Shea to put her off. And it's 40 love.
And it's interesting you touch on Garcia there and you touch on Krejcikova. We shouldn't underestimate the importance of players who are competing in these big doubles events and what it can actually mean for their singles careers as well. Garcia last year effectively parlayed the confidence that she gained from winning the Roland Garros doubles title into a superb season, the second half of the season in singles. She was outstanding and rose all the way to the world number four.
Yeah.
We saw Krejcikova combined to win both events so superbly in 2021. Bianca Andreescu in the mixed doubles final 3 days ago now. It was good to see her enjoying herself on the court, the former US Open singles champion. We have Fernandez, who has just plateaued perhaps a little bit since making that final the US Open in New York a couple of years ago. But if she can gain some confidence from playing with Townsend, but also playing so superbly in big matches, it may well be the catalyst to her rising again back up through the ranks.
Yeah, it's a really good point as Townsend returns into the net and Wang holds for the first time in the match, and they consolidate their break. They lead 2-love in the second, first set to Fernandez and Townsend 6-1. Yeah, I was just looking at the list of champions and runners-up and stuff. In 2017, Ash Barty with Casey Delacroix. And it was double success that sort of propelled Barty's confidence to become the player she did.
Now, I remember asking Ash about that, and also her coach, Craig Tizer, spoke about it regularly. The benefits of being at a Grand Slam for almost the entirety of the 2 weeks. Ash went and won the US Open doubles title, I think, a year later with Victoria as a ranker, or made the final, certainly. And they were saying that what it did for them was as just a spectacular poach from Shea, put that volley away, continuing their good run of form to start the second set.
Onto the baseline.
But what they said was that being around a major till very much the end of it, you had greater access to the champions who were doing it week in, well, major in, major out. So watching Rafa Nadal train and prepare as he went about his business deep in the French Open,
Yeah.
Ashes coach Craig Tyser said that was eye-opening, and it helped her when she progressed.
I think that's a common feeling, because you know, if you know what it's like to be at the business end of a slam, when there are fewer people around, there's more pressure on, but you know what you're supposed to feel like, that kind of pressure that's happening around the grounds and inside the locker room. If you're part of that as doubles, if you happen to get through to a singles final or semis, you sort of are more relaxed than you might be otherwise, and that's a very good point. Fernandez serving at 15 all, love two. Serves to the forehand of Shea. Remember, two hands on both sides as Shea. The lob from Fernandez over Shea's head. Wang, forehand cross court, pretty big. Fernandez hits a short ball that Wang has to move forward to reach, and Townsend picks it off at the net.
A beautiful power on the backhand side, high backhand volley from Townsend, but she really hit through that very well. Gave Shea, who was right on top of the net, no time to react. It was well struck, well positioned.
Alice from Adelaide, Australia, where I'm enjoying the cricket on TV and the tennis on the radio. Well, we're looking forward to the World Chess Championship, Australia-India. Trying to a bit of a difficult-looking run chase as Townsend shows good hands at the net. Wang gets there, though, puts the lob back over. Fernandez hoists the lob. It's not over Shea's head. Shea gets there. The ball back, ricocheted back from the backhand volley of Townsend right onto the baseline. Good hands from Wang. Short volley from Townsend's too good.
Just a superb point from Townsend all around. Twice on that occasion, she had to react rapidly to balls punched straight at her from the net. She was able to find the angles on both occasions, and then to be able to seize the initiative again in the point, to come forward, to use her, have the calmness of mind to then acutely angle that volley. Superb play from the American.
It's 40-15, Fernandez and Townsend. Fernandez serves out wide to Shea, who chips it back on the lobs. Townsend gets to the smash, doesn't quite put it away all at once, but it's good enough. Wang can't get the ball back into play, and they hold. So they're on the board in their second set, but it's Fernandez and Townsend who lead 2-1. Alice continues, I'll be going to Wimbledon for the first time this year and heading to Scotland afterwards with a stop in Dunblane as an Andy Murray fan. I missed where the mural of the players Courtney mentioned was.
So, Alison, I hope you have a fabulous trip. Wimbledon is always a special experience for tennis fans attending for the first time. So is Roland Garros. Both, you know, just beautiful destinations. The mural is actually inside the academy.
At Stirling.
So it's possibly a little hard. I think it's set up to inspire the next generation of players of young Scottish players to look up at the wall and see the champion brothers, Andy and Jamie, and also Colin Fleming, who, you know, enjoyed some Davis Cup success with them as well. So it might be a little hard to access, but when you do go to Dunblane, make sure you drop by the gold mailbox.
Yes.
That Andy has, because I think it was the 2012, initiative of the 2012 London Olympics, that the gold medalists from Great Britain, what did they receive?
They all got a gold postbox.
And so there's a gold postbox
in their hometowns.
And it's a really pretty little town, Dunblane. It's only about 10 minutes from Stirling. So if you do get the chance and you can somehow figure out a way to get in, well, it's worth it. But it might be a little tricky, given it's, I think, serve for the students of that academy.
Alice says thank you for these last 2 weeks. Always a joy to listen to Radio Roland Garros. Well, thank you, Alice, for listening. It's been a lot of fun, as you know. So they switched ends after the change of ends, and it's Shea to serve, yet to hold her serve in this match. Just waiting for a couple of people, I think, to take their places. Now she's ready. She serves to the backhand of Townsend. Drop volley from Wang. Gets a little bit cramped at the net. Tries to play a forehand volley from right in front of her, which is very difficult, and ends up missing it wide.
Just the rapid-fire return from Townsend. She's certainly the most powerful woman on the court. She's got great firepower. Her singles record has been impressive as well in the last few times. She's showing some really good signs on the singles court as well.
Backhand cross-court from Fernandez, followed by the forehand down the middle. Shea tries to go down the line. Boy, she's quick to realise that Townsend's going to cut it off, and she moves across to the baseline. Fernandez then nets the backhand. Good recovery from Shea.
There's a delightful point all around there. Some great movement, some great craft. The angles, the deftness of the touch. I do love it when you see Townsend volley, and she gets so much spin on the ball when she's going for those angles that the ball hits the court and then takes almost a right angle. It's play does allow that sort of propensity in terms of the spin.
Yeah, she's got nice hands, Taylor Townsend. 15 all on the Shea serve. Serves to the forehand of Townsend, but the serve is long, so Wang then moves back to the baseline. Even though Wang just hit a very good volley off the return of Townsend off that out serve. Serve out wide to Townsend, who plays the return higher, drops a little half volley from Townsend's good. Shea goes down the middle, and the volley from Fernandez is excellent, right into the corner. And it's 15-30.
And that's the risk of this strategy there, Tom. When you're coming up against two women who are so superbly blessed with talent at the net, as soon as the opening arose, they were in it.
Yeah.
And it won them the point.
You're giving it away. They're giving it away to them, which is a big risk. Shea to serve at 15-30, playing the I formation with Wang crouching down low in the centre of the court. Now she can put a backhand volley away. She doesn't put it away, though, and Fernandez is onto the backhand. Now she has to go back to the backhand of Shea, who plays it into the corner, and Wang drop volley. Townsend's going to get there, fires it at Wang. Wang can't cope, and it's two breakback points.
She was retreating rapidly, and when you've got the firepower of Townsend, I'd be taking a backward step as well.
Shea's got her arm round Wang at the baseline, just giving her some support. Wang, I think, a little bit not afraid of the net, but she's being pushed back, and you can get a bit frightened if you start to miss a few balls. You get fearful, you don't move your feet properly, you get a bit stuck in the court, and then it causes even more problems. Shea misses the first volley. Wang retreats to the baseline for the second serve. Townsend waits about a foot behind the baseline, then moves forward to return on the backhand side, straight down the middle. Shea lifts a lob. Townsend will get there on the smash, but Wang can fire a forehand inside in. Now that'll make her feel better.
That was a fine flourish. She reacted quickly on that occasion. The feet were certainly moving to be able to get around the smash from Townsend to find that angle down the line past Fernandez. Lovely shot from Wang.
Yeah, that was much more like it from Wang. Still break point to face, though. She serves down the middle to Fernandez, right onto the service line. She can't control the return. Juice.
And the difference between a first serve and a second serve. As Shea pumps her fist after landing that one, saves two break points in this game. Yeah, good now depth. At juice.
Very good depth. Needed it because Fernandez was waiting to rip a forehand cross court if she could. Back to juice. Shea serving. Out wide to Townsend, who chips a backhand return. Wang gets there on the two-handed smash, then goes at Fernandez. Can't put it away. Fernandez equal to the task. Shea tries the angle, then gets a better angle on the forehand side, puts it away.
One of those classical rallies you sometimes see in doubles tennis. All four players at the net. The exchange was brilliant. Balls bouncing each way like a ping-pong machine. A pinball machine, more to the point. Although sometimes ping-pong, you get some very rapid rallies as well.
But definitely.
Pinball machine. Excellent touch there from all four.
Game point. Shea serves down the middle, just wide. Wang moves quickly back to stand alongside her, a little bit behind Shea, as Shea serves with a second serve to the forehand of Fernandez. It goes down the middle. Shea moves to take it on the forehand. Now the backhand from Shea is really good and deep. Wang goes up the line. Fernandez being pushed back. Shea tries to intercept. Can't get there. Fernandez flicks it cross court as Shea comes across. Now the high ball from Wang. Half volleyed from the baseline from Fernandez. That ball looked out, but they're carrying on. Then she goes up the line. Drop volley from Shea is a magical little bit of touch from her. And they get out of trouble and consolidate their break once more and lead 3-1.
And you can see by their reactions just how important they knew that was to secure that service game. They've now both held serve in this set, which was something they were unable to do at all, basically, in the first set. The high fives, the bounce in their feet, it's certainly more positive body language from both Shea and Wang in this set. And not surprisingly, they're to a 3-1 lead, and they're coping better with the pace of Fernandez and Townsend.
Red Sox Devil's been in touch. Speaking of Ireland, I've been busy writing some limericks in the last few days, he says.
Very good.
We'll come to those in a second. As Townsend serves down the tee and Fernandez puts the ball away. He said, there was a lad called Simon who fancied a tennis career. He had slight issues with talent and far more with beer. So Simon wrote a book that never got a mention about some Swiss bloke who was better than the Geneva Convention. So now he's a storyteller on Radio RG and only gets the occasional jeer. Very good.
That's very, very, very good, Simon. And he's got Red Sox Devil.
He's got one for you, Courtney, in a minute. We'll come to that in a second. As Fernandez serves, 15. Townsend serves, 15 love. Squatting down to try and return that serve from Wang, but it goes well long. Courtney says, from the land down under cometh this young man, with Tim Tam's barbecue shapes and too many promises of yes, I can. He shows promise, but will need to make more unforced errors to stay on the show. Strangely, far too informed and eloquent for this rodeo. Courtney is indeed the future of Radio RG, says many a tennis fan.
Well, that's very, very, very kind. And I do love your rhyming advice in that fine city of Perth. Beautiful beaches, wonderful wineries, a little further down. What sharks?
That's what you said last night, didn't you?
Well, that was more to probably put a little scare or interfere into the Frenchman who was sitting next to us.
They've got a few sharks, though.
They have got a few sharks, yes.
Yeah, they don't want to be swearing out there. Forehand from Townsend, forehand volley from the American. Cut off, moving away from Wang, and they hold to love. And quickly close the gap in the set back to 3-2.
Nothing like jumping in the Indian Ocean, Simon. It's a superb coastline in WA alongside the capital city. It's wonderful where the Swan River meets just some of the world's wonderful beaches.
Beej says, it's been a pleasure listening to Radio Roland Garros the past 2 weeks. It's bittersweet. Sweet because it means I get to sleep at a normal hour. The late matches are killers. Bitter means I have to wait another year to listen to fab commentaries on RRG. Any of the crews move on to Radio Wimbledon. Marcus goes to Wimbledon and does live at Wimbledon Radio. He's a big part of that show, so you'll be able to hear him there. Gigi works on BBC 5 Live Radio, so you'll be able to hear her there. I'll be writing mostly for The Guardian, and Courtney will be writing too for various outlets. So we'll all be there, and Eleanor will be there in a different capacity. She does moderating behind the scenes. So yeah, most of us will be there. Chris Bowers will be there doing various bits. So yeah, we all move on and doing different things.
It's always a little sad to leave here though, because it is a wonderful fortnight, and we really appreciate people listening in. Max has written back, and he flummoxed me with a statistic earlier in the week, which he was very right, and I had the wrong end of the stick. But he says he's worked out that he sent 314 tweets over the past fortnight, which is,
that is a lot of tweets.
That's busy texting fingers or tweeting fingers to radio_RG. Rob has said he's pulling for the rude boy to pull off a 5-set setup this evening. I want to see a match as energetic as the women's singles final yesterday, and let's hope that's the case, because it was truly an outstanding final, I thought, between Swiatek, the 3-time champion, and Mikova, who came so close in what was a really gallant effort in her first final at Grand Slam level.
It was indeed. Very good serve, and a very nice catch there by the umpire, because Fernandez couldn't retrieve the smash from Shea. Ended up firing it across to the umpire, who just coolly, casually took it out of the sky, and that's what the round of applause was for. Nice hands from the umpire there. Wang serves at 15 love. Plenty of power on her first serve. Just long. Yeah, looking forward to the final. It could be an excellent match. But, you know, we don't know how it's going to go, but it really could be interesting. And if it's the tournament deserves a good final, a good conclusion, because it's been an excellent Roland Garros, full of news storylines for the news journalists, for the people who come here from all over the world, but also full of great tennis and, an intriguing final to come between Novak Djokovic and Casper Ruud later on.
Potentially historic.
Yep. Townsend tries to go up the line with a backhand return and misses. 30-15. Wang and Shea just having a little conversation in the middle of the court. Just planning where to go for dinner later. Joke. Well, they're obviously planning where to serve. And here we see where Wang does serve. Into the net. They don't do the signals between the two, Wang and Shea. They just discuss it beforehand. The old-fashioned way. Forehand return up the line. Shea, good hands at the net, keeping the rally going. Backhand, forehand volley in the end from Townsend. A rare loose one goes long.
That's great reflexes again from Shea. And it's an interesting one. You know, it is only their second tournament together. They made the quarterfinals in Strasbourg the week before Roland Garros started. So perhaps if you add the combination of finger or hand signals, it can be confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're happy talking. I think they know that, you know, the Townsend-Fernandez combination can't understand what they're talking about, so that's good. Shea tries to poach off the return. Wang does a pretty good job of getting the ball back into court. Townsend eventually nets the backhand slice. And it's 4-2 and a much better set from Shea and Wang.
Yeah, they've done well to defuse the weaponry of Townsend and Fernandez. Almost adjusted to the firepower the North American combination has at their disposal. Picked up the pace. Their reflexes are sharper. It's been an impressive fight back so far from Shea and Wang as they try to take this women's doubles final at Roland Garros to a decider.
It's going to be Fernandez serving to Shea, who gets good depth on her return. She's standing inside the baseline now. She's looking to come forward. She does, as Wang takes over from the baseline duties. Forehand up the line, or backhand eventually from Wang, just drifts long.
15-0.
15-love.
Fernandez bouncing around on her feet just behind the baseline. Townsend and Fernandez have a little chat facing the stands so as to disguise what they're planning for this point.
Indeed. She serves down the tee. Townsend can't get across to intercept the volley as Wang then nets the eventual backhand.
Some may wonder why, you know, combinations, every point they consult,
yeah,
they give different ideas, etc. But it just shows the value of each point in a match.
Yeah.
It can change the tone completely if you get something wrong.
It's going to be Shea to return on the backhand side. Fernandez redirects it straight up the line. Now she lifts the lob as she spots Shea trying to intercept. Forehand up the line from Wang from way deep behind the baseline. It's good enough to pass Townsend. 30-15.
It was a lovely deflection, or a lovely racket head control from Fernandez initially to be able to make that lob over Shea as she was crossing. But then for Wang to have the power to be able to hit that winner past a lunging Townsend at the net. Superb shot making from the Chinese player.
30-15. Townsend leaps across at the net to intercept a volley and put it away. 40-15.
That's the classical 1-2 punch in doubles. The serve out wide, the slice serve out wide, takes your opponent off the court. They're unable to find the acute enough angle on the return, and Townsend there to put that volley away.
Yeah, nicely done by Townsend. Fernandez serving with the white shoes and pink outfit. Return cross court from Shea, who now hits a backhand to the backhand of Fernandez. Forehand up the line from Wang, not cleanly struck. Backhand cross court winner from Fernandez as Shea looks to move across. And again, they cut the gap. But it's Shea and Wang who lead by a break in the second set. 4-3. First set to Townsend and Fernandez. 6-1. John says, not only do I live a stone's throw from where the young Bjorn Borg grew up and practiced his tennis, a place called Södertälje, but also have access to over 75,000 lakes across this glorious land. Mind you, Finland has over 135,000. Glad summer. That's amazing. Beautiful part of the world.
That does sound superb. There is an Australian harness racing horse currently racing in Scandinavia, in Sweden.
Really?
Ran very well last night in a very big race over there.
Didn't know they had. Harness racing in
amazing
Sweden.
Harness racing.
Where is it, in Sweden or Finland?
In Sweden and Norway.
Oh, okay.
Outstanding trotters. The Elite Lop is one of the world's great races. I know this because a former partner of mine, her family had a horse called Knight Pistol, an Australian old rogue that became a champion, and they took it to Sweden to race and had a fabulous few weeks up there in the late 1990s. Very rarely does an Australian horse venture so far, but it's always good to be adventurous, and it's just such a beautiful spot.
Knight Pistol, good name for a horse. So, a lot of encouragement for Shea Su Wei and Wang, who they've both managed to hold serve in this second set. Wang Jinyu being held last time round. Now it's Shea's turn. She serves to the Townsend backhand, but it's just long. Some nice pictures on social media of Iga Świątek's photo shoot that the champion traditionally does. Pictures of the Eiffel Tower and her holding the trophy. Looking very happy
as you would imagine, after winning her third Roland Garros title and fourth Grand Slam in all. Townsend coming forward quickly. Shea tries to lob it over the top. Townsend gets back quickly and Wang nets. Kind of force it up the line.
So they've done a good job absorbing the power of Fernandez and Townsend in this set on serve, but always a little worrying when you drop the first serve, the first point in the service game.
Yeah. A little pressure early on for Shea to deal with. She serves into the net. Wang immediately runs back to the baseline. Very strange, unusual method of playing, but that's what they've decided on. Serve from Shea redirects the ball down the line. Townsend just about gets there. Wang hammers a forehand cross court and draws the error on the volley.
Kazan
done much better on serve in this set. Have Shea and Wang were under so much pressure in the first set, but in the second they've sort of stood up to it all pretty well. And it's 15 all at 4-3 with the break. Just takes an extra ball from the ball boy, slips under the skirt, and then uses the other one to serve out wide onto the backhand of Townsend, who tries to go up the line and just misses wide.
The shot was there, and I think Townsend hit that ball well enough, but just marginally miscalculated in terms of her precision. She raised her head in the air. It's starting to get away from them this second set.
She's made that shot a few times, but missed it this time. First serve in the net from Shea, and again Wang runs back, standing about 4 feet behind the baseline, expecting a big return from Fernandez, who waits for the serve and goes straight down the middle to Wang, who plays a good backhand with plenty of power. Then she goes up the line with a forehand lob from Fernandez cross court to the backhand of Wang, who moves across. And about this time Wang gets it all wrong and fires it way long.
So 4-3, Shea and Wang in the second serve. Shea serving at 30 all. Fernandez and Townsend took the first set 6-1. The match time in this women's doubles final at Roland Garros has just hit 1 hour.
It's fairly crunch time.
Crucial moment in the match.
It is crunch time. Shea serving 30 all. 4-3 with the break. Misses the first serve, trying to get to the backhand of Townsend. Townsend waiting, moves forward to hit the backhand return straight down the middle. Shea's on it, backhand volley on the angle from Townsend. Shea will get there, lift a little lob over the top. Townsend on the volley. Shea's in the position to put it away, but it's going to be Wang who fires the forehand. Good reactions from Fernandez, and in the end Townsend just tries to dink a little forehand inside out and makes a bit of a mess of it, and Shea and Wang stand firm.
That point had every facet that makes doubles so great to watch. The contrast between the power and the touch, the movement, the sudden lunging back and forth to try and cover the angles. Outstanding play from all four women. And now Shea with a chance to put their combination to a 5-3 lead.
Game point Shea and Wang. Misses the first serve again. He's only made one in this game. But they still have a game point. Three bounces the ball and Shea serves to the forehand of Fernandez. Again goes down the middle. Shea reaches for it. It's short. Townsend will put that away.
She almost took out a cameraman standing sitting beside the court, readying themselves to the photo. That one
she did.
Fired rapidly right at the lens.
Yeah, there's always a bit of danger for the cameramen and photographers who stand courtside or sit courtside, and They have to be very aware of where the ball is and where it's coming, obviously for their own job, but also for their own safety sometimes. Back to Juice. Volley from Wang as Fernandez moves across to cut it off. Now comes the forehand volley from the Canadian into the net. Just rushed it slightly.
She did so well in the first one, but the second one, just not quite able to find it. And I think that was possibly the intimidation of her rival at the net that just put a little more pressure on the Canadian as she tried to make that forehand volley.
Game point again for Shea. This time she finds the mark with her first serve, but that's good interception from Townsend, but she misses the volley. And Shea and Wang move ahead 5-3 in this second set. And lost the first. That's good. A good response from them. Saved a couple of break points.
I have a message from Hyphen Ace, who I know well. I believe happens to be my wife, who's written in to say we're sounding great, which is always nice to get that tick of approval from your loved ones.
That sounds very nice. That's Anna. A little shout out for Anna, who's here in Paris. Great that you're listening. Thank you very much. And hope you enjoy Ireland and Scotland. Townsend to serve to stay in this second set. Misses the first serve. Second serve to come. Here it is. Backhand of Shea to the forehand of Townsend, who, oh my, I thought I was going to be overhit, but it found the baseline. Forehand from Wang is big. Townsend goes cross court with that hooking lefty forehand of hers, and then she does has to move back. Brilliant hands though from Shea, picked up by Townsend but driven into the net on the end on the volley. Tried to take the ball from really low down and missed.
Yeah, very, very impressive movement from Townsend to cope with what was a barrage from Wang from the baseline, because she really hit through some of those ground strikes with pace and power. Just caught out a little bit the American when trying to come forward and nets that ball, but understandably she was trying to take control of the net.
Well, 15. Townsend serving to Wang. Wang returns on the backhand. She hits a lob as Townsend moves forward to take it on the drive volley on the backhand side. Wang, pretty hard forehand, too hard for Fernandez to cope with. And she punches the volley long, and it's love 30 and a couple of points away from this second set for Wang and Shea.
But it's amazing what confidence can do. In the first set, when Townsend and Fernandez were well on top, they were making those volleys. Everything was going their way. A bit of pressure in the second. Shea and Wang have really lifted their game.
Yeah.
And now some of those errors are flowing from the rackets of Fernandez and Townsend.
2 points from the set for Shea and Wang. The first serves in the net from Townsend. A bit more sunshine appearing over Court Philippe Chatrier. And a very humid day here to conclude the tournament. Second serve from Townsend. Shea takes it early on the backhand side. Then another one as Townsend has to move forward to her forehand. They're both at the net. Townsend volley on the angle, nicely done, but Wang will get there. Backhand back into play. Wang forehand volley is good enough because the backhand volley lands long as Fernandez and Townsend both go for the volley at the same time, and it is 3 set points to Shea and Wang.
0-0.
Just bouncing around behind the baseline, Wang, the high five with her partner. The body language is far more positive than what it was in the first set. It's been a very, very, very strong rebound from the combination.
3 set points to take this into a decider. Townsend serves down the middle. Wang, forehand return at the net. Rehearses the swing. Couldn't quite get the angles right. Townsend and Fernandez save the first set point. A little conversation between Fernandez and Townsend. They too don't do the signals, the hand signals behind the back. They just have a chat before the point. Townsend serving at 15-40. Kick serve out wide to the Shea backhand, who's on the run as she hoists a lob. Smash from Townsend is good, but Shea standing there gets it back into play. Wang also gets a smash back from Fernandez, but it's wide. And it's 30-40 and 2 set points saved.
Fernandez was shaking to hit that, but it wasn't coming quite quickly enough, and she had enough time to realise that one's just going to float wide, because it would have been an awkward shot for them. It'd been great defence from Shea and Wang in that point.
Still set points to Shea and Wang, Taipei-China combination. Sir Townsend serves, catches the top of the net, bounces high and up and long. Second serve, Wang just standing on the angle to return. Left foot slightly ahead of the right. Townsend serves. It's short. Wang, forehand, inside out. Oh, it's into the net. That was an opportunity missed. Had a bit more time than she thought. They tried the angle and it fell short.
Just got a little cramped as the left-handed slice continued to bring the ball into her right hip. Wasn't able to find the position well enough.
Back to Juice. 3 set points saved. Love 40. Back to Juice. Sheila's been in touch from Michigan. We'll read that out in a second. Townsend serves into the net. She says, breakfast with French Open commentary. Waiting for the first rain in 22 days. Thanks for the wonderful description. Thank you, Sheila. Thanks for listening. Thanks to everyone in America who's been listening. Fantastic to have your second serve from Towns. A bit more height and spin on it. Gets a short response from Shea, who then lifts the lob over Fernandez. Fernandez will get back to get it. Townsend has to readjust her feet and get back into position. Wang aims it straight at Townsend. Fernandez, who deals with it well. Smash from Townsend. Should put it away. No, Shea gets the racket. It is a winner, though, in the end. And a classic doubles rally between these four.
Again, outstanding hands at the net from Fernandez. She was dealt a barrage of powerful forehands from Wang, who really went right for her. The short, sharp punch in volleys from Fernandez up to the task and set the ball up, set the point up, stayed in the point long enough for the ball to go to Townsend, who has great power in that smash.
She does, and she has a chance to close out this game and force Shea and Wang to serve out this second set. Return cross-court from Wang is wide, and that is exactly what will happen, because we are at 5-4 to Shea and Wang. It'll be Wang to serve for this second set. Let us know, by the way, we've seen some great matches over these past 2 weeks. Been some really fantastic performances on the men's and women's side. Let us know what your favourite match was. Who did you enjoy most, seeing most? Was it Gael Monfils in the first round, that incredible battle where he came from 4-love down in the final set to win and thrilled the crowd on the first night session at Court Philippe Chatrier? Was it the first two sets of Alcaraz Djokovic? Was it the women's final yesterday, Świątek and Muchová? Was it the fabulous match between Sabalenka and Muchová? Let us know what your favourite was, what you enjoyed most about these 2 weeks, and we'll try and get to as many of those as possible as this match heads towards maybe a third set.
There's been plenty of fabulous tennis that's been played on Court Philippe Chatrier, but just around the grounds, just some spectacular tennis across the fortnight. I think we hit the record of best of five matches that went all the way to the death midway through the second week. I think it was
seven.
Just outstanding tennis.
31 five-set matches on the men's side.
Yep.
So far.
Outstanding. Perhaps we'll see another one today if Ruud can really pull out a ripper and play at his peak.
Yep. It's a lot to ask, but he is in the final by rights, by merit. And he will have a chance later on against Djokovic. But right now it's Wang trying to serve out this second set alongside Su Wei Shea. And misses the first serve. Second serve returned by Townsend. Now she comes forward, but Shea reaches the volley. But Townsend, great reaction at the net. Brilliant half volley to land just inside the baseline. And in the end, Wang couldn't do anything with it.
Outstanding racket head control from Townsend. That was a particularly difficult half volley on the backhand side to be able to make that shot to cause the confusion at the other end. Brilliant from the American. And we've had Rob write in to wonder how important that last service game hold was from three set points. Well, we'll soon see, but that was a good start from Townsend and Fernandez as they try and keep this set alive.
Good depth from Wang means that Shea can sneak across the net and put away an easy volley. When you're trying to poach at the net, it really helps when your partner hits with depth, because that just gives you that extra bit of time to get across.
You can hear the crowd really getting into this doubles final, understandably, because the standard's been particularly high. There's been some spectacular shot making.
Lob return from Townsend. Oh, that backhand is wild, though, from Wang, and it's 15-30.
Well judged. She was tempted to hit that again, but just wisely let that one go.
Yeah, went straight through Fernandez, and she made a good decision not to try and get a racket on that. The umpire just tosses the ball boy for a minute, picking up some bit of rubbish, puts it in the bin, and takes his knee position. It's Wang serving at 15-30. Good serve down the to the forehand of Wang, or down the body, really, and Fernandez hit the return just wide. 30-all.
Lisa's written in to say her highlights the women's final for sure, but she's loving the doubles final as well. It's pretty good. It really is, Lisa, and it's a pleasure. We're very happy that you're listening to us.
Yeah, she says thanks for bringing it to us in a fun way. Yep, we're doing our best, and it's a good match to commentate on as the backhand volley from Shea goes long off the Townsend backhand return down the line, and it's a break back point for Fernandez and Townsend. It'll be Fernandez to return on the ad court. Wang looking for that big first serve.
finds it. Forehand return from Fernandez is good with great depth, and Townsend whips across the court and slashes the volley away. And we're back on serve in this second serve set. It's five games apiece.
And what was fascinating about that point, shortly before it, you saw Fernandez behind the court. She was bouncing around on her feet. She was practicing her forehand. She stepped in to practice or mime a backhand. Her intensity was right there, and she delivered with a wonderful return that set that point up. It was so deep, as you touched on, that great importance. Townsend's smash or high forehand volley is formidable.
Yeah, with a lot of power.
Deadly when she has that opportunity.
So it'll be Fernandez serve at 5-all, puts first serve in the net. It's interesting, Miss John, from Talking Tennis on Twitter. You've got some friends who work there. They've interviewed Andy Murray, and he says he will be cheering for long-term rival Novak Djokovic today. He said it'll be amazing to see him do it on Sunday. I'll be supporting him, and I hope he can do it because it's incredible what he's done. Murray and Djokovic, contemporaries, born only a week apart, grew up playing each other on the junior circuit. And Murray, you know, a very good student of history, and he knows what Djokovic has been through in his whole career and the achievements he's made and what it would mean to him, no doubt, to win his 23rd slam today if he can beat Casper Ruud. First point of this 11th game goes against the serve of Fernandez. They shoot hammers a big serve to the forehand of Wang to get it back to 15-all.
Well, it's a change of pace on the opening point that just drew an error from Fernandez. But she's able to level up. It's become a riveting final, this.
It certainly has. We're at the business end of this second set. Wang and Shea unable to serve it out at 5-4. Fernandez serves into the net. Townsend just bounces the ball towards the onrushing ball boy and gathers it first time, quickly back into position. 15-all. Fernandez serves. Good return from Shea cross court. Wang goes up the line to the Fernandez backhand, with a backhand forehand from Fernandez, lifts it over the top of Shea. Wang goes cross court. Fernandez backhand. Shea is there, puts away the volley.
Just fascinating to watch the 37-year-old in action and the way she creeps from one side to the other. It's stealth-like movement. The disguise, it does make Fernandez think, or Townsend think, when they're serving and at baseline. She was really, really strong there. The experience coming to the fore. Beautiful play.
The timing of her movement, so crucial. You don't want to go too early because then they can send it the other way. It's 15-30. Good serve from Fernandez. The lob return from Wang is over the head of Townsend, who then cuts off the next backhand from Wang with a nice forehand volley.
It's really been delightful tennis to watch this final.
It's been very interesting dynamics at the net. The tactics from Wang and Shea when Shea is serving. Forehand serve from Fernandez. Oh, nice angled volley from Townsend. Absolutely nothing that Wang could do about that.
40-30.
Chance for the American-Canadian combination to move ahead in this second set, having been behind all the way through it after dominating the first. Game point. Fernandez serves out wide. Townsend is there. Bounce smash into the ground over the head of Shea. And it is game to Fernandez and Townsend. And they're a game away now from winning this title. They lead 6-5 in the second set.
You watch the quality of Townsend at the net and her, the crispness of her volleying, the deftness of her volleying, but also you look at her serve and the power she's capable of, the shape she can get with that left-handed serve, and you think, my word, you would hope she would have a wonderful record at Wimbledon. She's only played a couple of times due to injuries, etc., and had a couple of wins there back in 2018, 2019, and she'll be returning there for the first time in 4 years. But you do think that she has got the capabilities if she's... I'd love to see a little more serve volleying from her on the singles court, because... My word, she's a very talented player. A US Open fourth round appearance in 2019 is her best effort at the Grand Slam. But as we said, you know, her singles has been better.
Yeah.
And she's certainly got some great talent.
Oh, yeah. She's got the game for most surfaces. It would be nice to see her do well in a Grand Slam. These two, I don't know if they're going to play doubles together at Wimbledon, but they would be a pretty formidable pairing there. They're a formidable pairing here, and they're a game away from victory in this final. They lead 6-5 in the second, having won the first 6-1. It'll be Shea to serve
And that's been the tough moment for these two on serve. So it's going to be very interesting to see what she does. Quickly, Red Sox Devil. For sheer human drama, twists and tennis stupidity, says inverted commas, nothing can top the fifth set of Gale. Although no one should be surprised. He's been reading lots of interesting... watching lots